It was put into place in 1999. Senator Harry Reid, who lost his father, made this a national day. It's always the Saturday before Thanksgiving because he understood that this could be a tough time for family members and friends of loved ones who have been lost to suicide.
Can you talk about how many suicides have occurred in Garfield County in 2019, or as of the last time you have records?
I work with the coroner's office through the coalition, and they have investigated 19 deaths this year. The numbers, at least at this point, is the same number of deaths that they investigated in 2018.
How does that compare with the state statistics?
For statistical purposes, like, we would use a rate. And so that would be like, what is a leading cause of death? And Garfield County, as with many of the other counties, suicide remains a top 10 leading cause of death, and that it is the seventh leading cause of death for Coloradans. And it's not sensationalized to say we're on par, we're at the same level as the state.
How do you gauge success of these kinds of events?
On a one-by-one basis, I'm going to be really honest with you. It takes a lot for somebody to come, and that's a win in my book, right? It's such an emotional thing. And so I gauge the success that we have by the number of people that come, but also, you know, if somebody walks away from that day feeling that, you know, that they've gotten some support and some help and maybe a little piece of healing, then that's a success.
How many people have typically shown up to these events?
We've had in the past about 10 to 15 people, and I hope that we're on par for that as well. We do have a sign-up. If people wanted to sign up, they can go to AFSP, look for a Survivor Day, and then Glenwood Springs. They can do that to register, but no one will be turned away. We understand that people lose loved ones in a variety of ways, but this is a really specific day for people who have lost someone to suicide. And so it's not really supposed to be a support group for grieving individuals outside of those who have lost somebody to suicide.
This is a tough line of work to be in, and I'm curious as to why you chose to work with people who have lost loved ones by suicide.
We want to prevent future suicide deaths, but we have to recognize that the pain and loss that somebody goes through, losing someone to suicide, is different than other types of loss and grief. And so it's a vital and integral part that we continue to offer a place for those people to have some healing and solace. And so it is tough. We will have individuals there who are mental health individuals, as well as, you know, the people who are leading the day have lost someone to suicide. And that's also one of the reasons why I'm not taking as large of a role or being there on that Saturday, just because I myself have not lost someone to suicide in my immediate family or friends. And so I feel it's really important for myself to honor the space and let others take over for that day and really make it a full circle place where people can meet with others who are going through what they're going through.
You said a moment ago that losing a loved one by suicide, the grieving process is different than losing a loved one by another cause of death. Can you talk about that?
Sure. Unfortunately, for the majority of suicide deaths, there are unanswered questions, right? It can seem very sudden, and it can seem to come out of the blue. You know, it can kind of leave those individuals at a place of questioning and wondering that aren't necessarily there if it's something that's known. If somebody has cancer and they die by cancer, that's a pretty straightforward process. But, you know, unless a note is left, but then there's also those questions of whether I could have gotten them help, or, you know, all of those survivor guilt things that we need to help people through, because it can be very tough to try and figure out if you yourself have never been suicidal, if it's something that you hadn't considered. And it can be very shocking and leave a lot of questions about the future, I think.
Have you ever known about a survivor of suicide loss committing suicide themselves after the loss?
Yes. Children witnessing or having a parent die by suicide greatly increase the risk that they themselves will die by suicide. one of the things that I think the reason for that is because they see a path out of the pain that they're in mentally. We always talk about how suicide is an answer to a question, right? How do I help my brain that's been in so much mental and emotional hurt? I've tried all sorts of other things, and so, you know, this is like the final thing. And so if a child sees that in a parent, they are at a higher risk than the other people in the population for dying by suicide. And unfortunately, that has happened in our area.
Well, it sounds like the parent's suicide almost gives the child permission to commit suicide.
Yes. I don't know how it's the best way to say it, right? They see somebody that they love, and the way that they've dealt with their mental and emotional pain is this way. And so it does kind of normalize that behavior.
Well, Mason Hostad of the Suicide Prevention Coalition of Garfield County, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you, Amy.